I now have the pleasure of introducing you to a very gifted person who plays the classical guitar. He's been with us a few times before. We'll talk a little bit and reintroduce him to you throughout the next 20 minutes or so. But we'll get started right away. This is David Wheel. Nicely done. Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, thanks. It's great to have you back here. It's been a while. I'm trying to remember, and forgive me, what school you go to.
Go to Mars.
Okay, that's right. How could I forget? Because I know Mars quite well. And so are you at Seneca Valley High School now?
No,
Or
it's Mars High
oh, it's
School.
Mars High. I'm sorry. I'm forgetting. Seneca Valley is right down the street, and I'm forgetting that Mars is completely self-contained. I can learn a few things, believe me, pretty quickly. So, what grade are you in now?
I'm in 10th.
And tell me about what your life's been like over the last year or so with the guitar.
It's been improving greatly. I still love it. I've played at various venues this past year or so, and it's just a great, great instrument. And getting involved with the school, and it's just a great instrument.
Now, how old were you when you started playing the guitar? You were really pretty young, right?
I think I was like 8 or 9.
And so you've been playing guitar now for nearly half of your life. And it's what's interesting is when you get to be, well, really no matter what age you are, but especially around now, life changes a lot. I mean,
Right.
new schools, new relationships, starting to think about all sorts of stuff. And the guitar is kind of a constant, right? It's always been there, which is kind of a neat thing when you think about it. Do you pretty much see yourself playing guitar your whole life?
Absolutely.
Have you started to think after high school yet as to what you might do?
Yes, it's a little hazy, but I think I know what I'd like to do.
And what is that?
Probably go to school for music and just pursue a career in it, travel the world and just play for people.
Who are some of your favorite guitarists? Too many to mention,
Way
maybe.
too many.
And is classical primarily what you like to play at this point?
Yes, I can. I try to play other stuff, but classical is. I kind of, learned how to play it, and I just, it's like second nature. I can play it, and it's real easy to play, and it's pretty much the main thing I play.
How do your peers react when they hear you play?
Well, I mean, classical isn't for everyone. I mean, they're
Yeah.
always into the other different types of music, so they'll be like classical, and they just have a different way to reacting to it. They think it's cool, but it's not really their style.
Yeah, well, there has to be some respect, I'm sure, for how accomplished you are, but do you ever get asked to, play some pop song or something?
Yeah, and I'm like, sorry, I can't play that.
Yeah, I would imagine that would be the case. What did you open up with just now?
That was Allegretto, I believe.
Okay. And what would you like to do next?
I'm gonna play a piece called Vals Espanol. It's brand new. I just finished polishing it up, and it's one of my favorites.
Excellent. And this, do you know the composer?
I think it's Jose Ferrar.
Okay.
I believe.
Once again, our pleasure. This is David Wheel. That was absolutely beautiful, and I recognize that song and that watching you play that that had to take a long time to learn and to perfect. Or no, maybe not.
Well, it just depends. For some guitarists, some learn it. You know, it takes a little longer than usual. But for me, I think it was just, you know, I can read music really well, so it was a little easier for me. It did take a while, but. It took a little bit more to, you know, memorize it.
Yeah, I should mention David's playing from memory today rather than with music. And do you find yourself wanting to – I guess once you learn and master a piece, do you find yourself adjusting it or – improvising a little bit? You don't think of improvisation with classical music as much, but certainly you have opportunities, right?
Absolutely. It's, you know, it's fun because once I learn a piece and I can play it comfortably, I just play it over and over and over again, just complete repetition. And, you know, and then I find different ways to play it, you know, make this part quiet or this part loud and just change the notes up a little bit and just probably try it in a different key. It's harder, but it's fun to do.
Do you play with any other people?
Mostly my guitar teacher, but other than that, I'm just kind of a solo guy.
And we should mention your guitar teacher, too.
Right.
And who is that?
His name's Mark Marston.
Mark Marston, who has been here with us before. We've had a chance to meet Mark. And I saw this pantomime. It's, I think, a cello?
I play the bass as well, upright
you play
bass.
The bass.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad.
It was, you know, you see people, you know, all the time, like with the violin, you know, Cry Me a River, you know, and David's dad was doing it, except with a bass instead. We mentioned Mark. Is there anybody else you'd like to acknowledge yourself to?
My mom's out there. I like to say hi to her. A couple teachers from school. My friend Chris, who's been looking forward to this. A couple of other friends out there, and just anyone else out there.
Well, if you're one of David's friends, I hope you'll continue to encourage him and, you know, honor the music he's playing, because it's really an incredible talent that you have. It's not – how long do you think you play each day?
I range from at least 30 minutes to an hour sometimes more, sometimes less.
It can be hard to fit in with, you know, a typical life of, you know, somebody in 10th grade.
Right.
What else do you like to do?
I love to listen to music. I like to read. I like to hang out with friends and just I like to fly and drive around now that I have my driver's license. Okay. So it's I just like to hang out and just relax.
Do you have a pilot's license?
I have a student certificate, so I'm working up to the private pilot.
And that's over at Butler?
Butler.
Excellent. Well, that's fantastic. Well, we have time for one more.
And, one more.
First of all, is there anything else you'd like to say?
I can't think of anything to say right now. Just thanks for having me. It's fun, and I just hope to continue it for years to come.
Yeah, and I hope you'll come back again. You know you have an open invitation, and it's just great to continue to watch you play. What would you like to play next?
I'm going to play another waltz piece. It's kind of like a little dance. This one took a while to learn. Little different style and stuff, but it's just another great piece.
Okay, again, just so you know, you'll remember that you heard him when. It's W-E-A-L-E from Mars, Pennsylvania, David Weil. David Weil. David, thank you very much.
I live in a sea of embroidery floss. It carries me softly.